Listen, it was an unbelievable game. The energy from both teams was incredible. I mean, I was tired watching it. And they're as fit a team as I've seen. You know, we're a really fit team. And both sets run hard. Both players had a real ding-dong and went for each other. And, you know, we got our noses in front. But, you know, Hansen's a handful. He's probably one of the best in the league. You know, just at the end there, it's a great goal. It's a great ball in. It's a great finish. And obviously we're devastated. But I just said to the players there, that's a really good advert for our league. And I know Bradford were involved in a similar one last week with Sheffield. And I said to Stuart at the end, they're a really good team you've got. They're really good. So we must dust ourselves down and we must start another run.
Yeah, huge energy again from both sides. Jake Reeves, how far does he run in a game? Because the distance he made after an hour to get into the penalty area and be brought down.
Yeah, absolutely. He makes that ground up. He works his socks off. He runs hard, and he's, you know, not many people can run with Jake Reeves. We haven't got many in our squad that can run with him. And, you know, like I say, you get your rewards for putting the legwork in.
You went a goal down very early on in the past. You might not have felt that maybe we could get into games, but certainly there's a huge amount of belief in this squad now to come back.
Of course, you know, we did it at Bury. We went one down at Bury and came back and won. We've gone one down today and we've come back and got ourselves in front. But they're a good team and they changed their shape. They tried to get more width into it. They piled more men forward. And it's hard, you know, when you're playing against a good team, you try and you want to stay on the front foot. It was at a time when, you know, Tom was just starting a flag and Lyle was just starting a flag and Bartsy had put a shift in and George Frankham's been out injured and was starting a flag. So we felt we had to try and get some legs into the team. At the same time, they were just starting to try and turn the screw on us.
Around me in the press box for weeks now, Tom Elliott has caught the eye from the opposition press. And again, I thought he deserved his goal today.
Absolutely. I think on the pitch today, I said about Hansen, one of the best target men in the league. I think Tom wasn't far behind him. I think that was a display of two, you know, really good target men that were focal points in both teams.
It's the FA Cup next. Is that going to be a distraction? I mean, what do you want to get from this season?
We want a cup run, of course. You know, we've taken the EFL or the Checkatrade Trophy seriously and tried to get through that group. We're going to take the FA Cup seriously. We want to try and plan next week. We've got three sort of tough away trips next week and we want to try and work out a way of not getting fined, getting, you know, we can't afford fines at this club, getting the five players on the pitch, putting a strong team out in the FA Cup and keeping the players fresh for Oldham after all the travelling. So that's mine and the staff's job to plan. And if we can get it right, we want to be through both cups and get some more points on the board.